Some fifth graders were completing their homework inside one of the school's classrooms. This after-school program at Graybiar's is one of eight sites. Grace Lantanzio is Assistant Director of Education for Northwest Buffalo Community Center. She oversees both the Graybiar's and West Turtle Academy after-school programs.
You know, we've been fortunate here because we hadn't had a lot of turnover, and we have the same people coming back year after year after year and really developing those relationships with the youth. So we've been really lucky here.
Students in third through eighth grade attend this after-school session Monday through Thursday. Funding is provided through a federal 21st century grant.
I mean, our kids enjoy it. Our staff, you can tell, enjoy the kids, which is huge. You can't fake that.
We do our homework and the teachers help us a lot. And then when we're done with our homework, we get to have free time and we just do art and crafts.
Graybiar's fifth grader Layla Thomas says she loves this after-school program. It gives her a boost with schoolwork that she doesn't always understand in the classroom and provides some social lessons.
We talk about like our behavior and how we should act in school.
What do they tell you?
They tell us like we shouldn't use the word shut up and stuff.
So to be respectful to one another, right?
Yeah.
What's the best part of it?
Homework.
Students are encouraged to complete their homework before engaging in a number of activities. The program must adhere to school-age child care guidelines, providing a 10-to-1 ratio in the classroom. Lantanzio noted that many teachers come in to help with this after-school program.
We have had a lot of teachers from the building during the school day come and work for us after school, which has been very positive because the students have the same teachers by day as they do in after school, and it's kind of nice. But then we also have some people that come from outside the building that, you know, when you've seen somebody all day long, probably in some cases it's the last person you want to see. So it's nice because they're developing relationships, positive adult relationships with other people outside the building, which is nice.
I see a lot of after-school teachers trying to help students, and all the people who help is just really great because it helps me in class.
Fifth grader Shayla King likes the recreational part of this after-school session.
We could do all sorts of stuff. We can choose, and we could do our homework, and after we do our homework, we could do extra stuff like draw on boards and try and help people.
How does it help you?
With the help I get, it helps me more in school and on tests that we do in school.
At the Graybiar School, students try a variety of activities. There's swimming, art, gym, computers, games, drama and glee clubs, a Girls on the Run program offered in the spring, and even cooking. In a kitchen-style area of the school, we found a group of students learning how to make breakfast foods.
Scrambled eggs,
sausage, and toast. That smells good.
Inside the school cafeteria, it was buzzing with students gathered around tables, enjoying a snack break. We talked to several third graders about what they like in this after-school program.
It's fun, and you can go to recreation, and you get activities, and they help you with your homework.
I like it because we can go to computers and art and we can make 3D stuff.
My favorite thing is actually cheerleading and Girls on the Run because you get to exercise and have a lot of fun.
I like it because people can help you out, and if you don't understand it, they'll explain to you how to do it.
And fifth graders Joyce Yang and Juliana Davila were also finishing up their snack, describing what they enjoy about coming to their after-school program.
It helps me get better at schoolwork, because the tests are coming up and I think I'm going to pass this year.
Like, at home it's kind of like boring and it gives me something to do in the after school program.
Lantanzio tells us an evaluator recently visited the after school session to assess their work and remarked they wish they could clone this program all across the city. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.